Perek Lamed Gimel, in chapter 33, the Alter Rebbe points out that a person can raise himself above all those things that obstruct and get in the way of his service of God by bringing a joy, a simcha, to his soul, to his heart, by contemplating the fact that the faith that every Jew has, the natural inborn faith, which is an inheritance from our forefathers, in the oneness of God, in that every Jew believes that there is nothing besides God, this faith alone is a source and a cause of great joy, because in having this faith, we are actually creating a dwelling place for God in the lower world. Because the idea of a dwelling place, a dira leiz barech, is that a dwelling place is where a person has everything he wants and can be as he wants to be. There are no interferences. When a person has this faith that ein neid milvadei, that even after creation there is nothing besides God, nothing exists besides God, then there is no interference at all, there is no obstruction to God's will and to God's presence. Where the oneness of God is not recognized, where the oneness of God is denied, that place is not a dwelling place for God, although God is everywhere, but it is not his dwelling place. It's not clear or clean of obstruction and interference. And so a person wouldn't consider a place that makes him uncomfortable, even though he is there, he wouldn't consider it his dwelling place. So in order to create a dwelling place, you have to make sure that everything is as God wants. And where there's a recognition of God's oneness, that there is nothing besides God, that is creating in ourselves a dwelling place for God. When the whole world recognizes that there is nothing besides God, then the whole world will be such a dwelling place. But in the person, in the individual, the fact that he has this emunah, that he senses on the level of faith that there is nothing besides God, there is no truth, no true existence, no reality besides God, that itself already creates a place, a spiritual place in this world that is a dwelling place for God. To bring this more down to earth, not only in faith, but also in action, the Rebbe continues in chapter 34 in Perek Lamed Daled to describe a number of ways in which this oneness of God and this joy that comes from the oneness of God can be translated into action. With this, the Rebbe also explains the meaning of Ashreinu Matei Chalkeinu U'mayofa Yerushaseinu, this inheritance that we thank God for every day, the inheritance of this belief in the oneness of God, an insight on the level of faith into Achdus Hashem. This is what we are thankful for, and this is what we rejoice with, like a person who gets a chance to inherit a vast treasure that he didn't even have to work for. In the same way, this inheritance makes us rejoice because it is a treasure that we didn't have to work for. Also, in creating a dwelling place for God, God is more present in that dwelling place, the oneness of God is more revealed than elsewhere. And that itself is also a source of great joy that the person feels, like the simple person, the lowly person, who the king comes to visit in his home and to stay with him. In the same way, when we create a dwelling place for God, and God is present here on earth, in our condition, in our, without having to raise ourselves up to heaven, we become hosts to God in this dwelling place. That too is a source of great joy. Now, Perek Lamed Aleph. V'hine muda zei sha'oves hein hein ha'mekov. Now it is known that the patriarchs, they were the divine chariot, the vehicle of godliness. What does it mean to be a chariot? Shekol yemehem le'olam le'hifsiku afilu sha'achas. because throughout their life they never interrupted, not even for a moment, the bond, the binding of their mind and soul to God. Bitul hanal yichudei yisbarich. In what kind of a binding, what kind of a bond did they have with God? The bond of the bitul, the surrender to the oneness of God. And then after them, after the patriarchs, each of the prophets, each according to their level, also attained and maintained this level of bittul to God's oneness. And the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the greatest, the highest of them all. Sha'amru olav, because it says, the Torah says of him that Shechina medaberes mitech greinei shel Moshe, that the Shechina spoke out of Moshe's throat. Meaning to say that he was the vehicle for God's voice, for God's will, without undergoing the disruptions that other prophets went through, and the prophecy rested on them, that they went into convulsions, or they fell down, or they couldn't speak in their own voice. But with Moshe, the Eibishter spoke through his throat. And something of this experience, of this bittul, the Jews were able to feel at the Har Sinai, at the giving of the Torah. Only they couldn't maintain it, they couldn't maintain that level of bittul, kemay merazal shall call dibur parcha nishmosam shehu inyan bittul b'metzias hanal. And as the sages put it, that on every statement that God made, every word that God spoke, their soul left them, which means that they became bittul and they couldn't maintain that level. Lochein miyad omalehem lasis le mishkam. That's why God immediately, after the giving of the Torah, commanded that we build a Mishkan, obey Kochi HaKadoshim, and in the Mishkan there should be the Holy of Holies, Lahashra Ashkinose, so that God can make himself available, make himself present in the Mishkan. Shehu Gilu Yehudi Yisborech Meshakosu V'Kamon. And as we'll explain later, the presence of the Shekhinah in the Mishkan means the revelation of God's oneness. Because God is present everywhere. What was the special, unique presence in the Mishkan? It was the revelation of God's oneness. That there is nothing besides God, as we'll explain later. In the Hayem Yom, for the 30th day of Adar, Aleph, which is a Shchedesh, Adar Beis, the Rebbe writes that Amur Omar, my father said, the Rebbe Rashab said, Achosid Machta Sviva. A chosid creates an environment. He creates an atmosphere around him. Wherever he is, he creates an environment. Eibnisht, a chosid who is not creating an environment, dafe guta tapton by zich in tekel. He has to take a close look at himself, at his own baggage. Vos tutzich mit im alein. What's happening with him? What's going on within him? So if he's not creating an environment, it's not the fault of the environment, but there's something lacking in the chosid. Undos alein was a machnish kinsviva, and the very fact that he's not creating an environment, not generating an environment, dafim subrechan viakinala, kesam, that should shatter him, that should splinter him. When a daf vegan by zich alein, he has to ask himself, vos tuich av der welt, what's the purpose of my existence on earth?